Part 4. Short Talks. Choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following instructions.
This is a very simple recipe to make. I know that all of you watching at home will be surprised just how easy it is. You might like to make it together with your children. They can help you, and it's always fun to cook things together. In fact, my mother taught me how to make this dish when I was only 7 years old. Even as a child, I was able to make it with no difficulties. If you do try this with your children, I recommend that you cut up the ingredients first. You don't want to risk any accidents with sharp knives. Okay, back to the recipe. It only takes 20 minutes, and best of all, it is good for you too.
Number 1. What is the woman going to do? Number 2. When did she first make the dish? Number 3. How long does the recipe take to make? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following advice.
Eating well is so important these days. There are so many choices and so many different ideas on what is healthy and what is not, so it can get a little confusing. Well, if you want to live a long and healthy life, you need to watch what you eat. Too many sugary snacks and sugary drinks will rot your teeth and could make you gain weight. So, it is better to eat fruit or vegetable sticks between meals, and to drink water or sugar-free juices. Also, you should try to avoid fatty foods such as potato chips and pastries. Eat as many vegetables as you like, and eat a lot of fruit too. Whole grain breads and pastas are also good. If you combine this healthy eating with regular exercise, you will live a long and healthy life.
Number 4. What is the man talking about? Number 5. Which of the following foods did the man not mention? Number 6. According to the man, what should you drink?